6:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop dreck from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and ever worse from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, along with four trainees, count them, four trainees, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for the next 2 hours. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If you want to touch base. Yeah, it's shy. They don't want to talk. They don't want to introduce themselves. I pointed them to the mics, and they didn't go. I don't know. Anyway. All right, let me cue something up here. There we go. All right, here goes nothing.
I'm following a pattern set by you. While you tell me what to do, these powers of the law we need in voices, true ones, but in the dictator, not with bribery. And copies of a pattern are undue. You say in every case there must be rules. We don't take them for granted, we're not fools. So though you say that it's the way I'll follow, but I won't obey. I've made my mind, it's set today. The following of patterns is untrue. This kind of rule, best not be alive than be a fool. So if it's this way, it must stay. Taking orders day by day, let's take each other's life today. Put through my heart this knife or I'll kill you.
wants me, and no one wants my kissing. If I should vanish, who'd care if I were missing? I get so lonely, I feel like I could die. It's all because I ain't got a girl. I need some loving, that's all that I was made for. Someone to want me, that's all I ever prayed for. My heart is breaking, and here's the reason why. It's all because I ain't got a girl. If she'd come my way, I'd take her hand and say, I love you, I really love you so. And just for a start, I'd open her my heart, hold her tight, day and night, never let her go. I know I'll see her, I always dream about her. I've gotta find her, or I'll go mad without her. I feel so funny, 'cause when I laugh, I cry. It's all because I ain't got a girl.
6:13 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. There you go. I have Charlie. I have Sasha. I have
James.
And I have Pete. And we're there. I trainees for this semester. I haven't done this in a while. Yeah, it's good to have people on there. And actually, people listen to the show. You know.
Surprisingly.
Now wait a minute. Oh. All right, wait a minute. I got to turn on one more mic. Mic 4. Let's see. Here we go. Mic 4. There we go. I'm teaching people how to do stuff on the fly. This is what I used to do when I was at my alma mater, WMWM, at Salem State University back in the 80s and 90s. Although the stuff was positively Flintstonesian compared to what we have here. And there's probably stuff that's a lot more advanced than MFO at this point, because technology moves at a supersonic pace, as we say. Anyway, introduce yourselves, and what is your motivation for being part of WMFO? Make it interesting.
Hello, I'm James. I'm here to push buttons on a radio control board.
Hi, I'm Charlie, and I'm excited to co-host a show with my friend Sasha.
Hey, I'm Sasha. I'm excited to co-host a show with my friend Charlie.
Oh man.
I'm Pete, and I'm a local radio junkie, and I'm excited to get involved on the other side.
There you go. You know, being a local radio junkie, that's Edward Buchert, who hosts Tears of the Gods / Plastic Sushi, Strawberry and Thyme. He listened to my show, and I used to say, you don't like it, get your own show. And what do you know? He got his own show. And he's actually the one that controls all the PSAs, the ripping of the PSAs onto the automation, and also the printed ones as well. But anyway, so I like to see, you know, I inspired somebody to say, hey, if he can do it, I can do it. Anyway, coming up in around 8 o'clock will be the lounge with Danny and all his angels, Stephanie, Patty, and all the rest. Anyway, I got nothing queued up, so why don't you entertain the crowd, such as it is, well, all three of them.
All right, well, hey, you know, this is the first time I think I've ever spoken from behind a radio microphone before.
Me too.
So, it's a pretty exciting moment.
I think it's the first time for all of us.
Yeah.
I feel very empowered.
I know I've screamed at the radio plenty of times, but I don't think it goes through that way.
Yeah, they probably didn't hear you.
And every now and then I think I've called up and gotten on the air and talked to some crank on the other side. But
I've never actually done that. I've wanted to do that many times, but I never got the radio balls together.
Yeah. I've been told off a couple of times. Deservedly so.
Well, you sold them when you called or what?
Sometimes.
Anyway, that's one of the things. You have to be sober when you're on the air at WMFO, actually any station, because it's not nice. But, you know, so you have to be, you do have to mind your P's and Q's, not swear or anything like that. And we will get into that off air. But, I'm queuing up something. Who is it? Oh, I got the monks.
Here we go.
We're dealing with a professional now.
Speaking of staying sober, you probably guess this song. It's off of the reissue of the first album that had come out on Polydor in Germany back in 1966. It was released in Canada, and that's how some people got a hold of it. You know, it's kind of like Pretty Things. They had all these Canadian releases, but you know, not much success here until they signed with Motown in the early 70s. But anyway, I'm the one sweating. You should be sweating.
You're doing all the work.
I don't really, I taught him. I didn't let him do anything, but I taught him. I showed him. Yeah, here it is. It's over here. And check it out. But they're gonna be spinning some of my vinyl, seeing as most of the vinyl I have is worthless. So, and some of the CDs and whatnot.
We can destroy some of it.
There you go. So let's get back in a while and about another minute or two. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Yeah!
It's 6:32 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah, let me tell you what I just played this second set of the evening. Actually, I didn't even back announce the first set, did I? There you go. And here I'm telling you, no, I wasn't threatening him. I didn't even do a veil threat. I just kind of know. Some old guy, he's telling you, hey, somebody besides pigeons. But anyway, you just heard the Peace Corps, a track called Word of the Raven, originally released on the Lorray label in 1968. I got off the second disc of Psychedelic States, Maryland in the 60s. Came out in 2014 on Gear Fab. The track before that was also released on the reissued on the Psychedelic States, Maryland CD. And that was the Dagonites of the I'm Gonna Slide Dagonites. And I Don't Want to Try It Again. It was released in 1965 originally on the Pixie label. Before that, Jack and the Beanstalk said Don't Bug Me. Originally released on the Cahill label in 1966. I got off the compilation Gravel Volume 3. And then we kicked off with the Immortal Monks with Drunken Maria from the Black Monk Time LP. Yes.
Applause for the monks.
Yes. Anyway, it was re-released on the Reptile label in 1964. Originally released on Polydor in 66 in Germany. And then the first set, Frank Gehry, I Ain't Got a Girl, released in 1960 on the Crusade label. The Reapers before that, I don't know when it was, because I tell you the truth, I threw it in there because I don't want to avoid dead air. Don't Call Me Flyface. I got off the compilation Strum and Mental Part 3, and we kicked off the show with The Sect. And Simply Sunday is a previous air release recorded in 1967. I got off the compilation The Best Arizona Garage Bands. Well, far be it for me to disagree. Came out in 2015 on HDM. Anyway, we're going to have Sasha, Charlie, James, and Pete.
You're having trouble with James.
Yeah, I know. What happens is he came in late.
Poor James.
They threw in that wild card after he met the three who signed simultaneously. And, so, of course, just threw me off. But anyway, you're all going to get your time behind the board. You're all going to get to speak and introduce stuff, and I'm going to sit there and laugh and point or whatever.
I'm going to lose my slot.
But anyway, coming up in about an hour and 25 minutes is going to be The Lounge with Danny and Stephanie. Don't forget, every Wednesday night here at MFO is On the Town, Mikey D, Local Rock, Local Happenings, a very old plethora of hosts. Coming in, Miss Paula with the concert reports and local bands playing between 10 and 11, 10:30 and 11:30. That's every Wednesday night here at MFO, and from 9 to midnight. Anyway, right now I'm going to let this thing play through again, and I'm going to show somebody how to cue up vinyl.
Yeah, I'm going to try to cue up the vinyl, so if the next thing that you hear is a bunch of scratching, you can blame it on me.
No, either that or you can blame it on my record washer. Anyway, these are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's 6:54 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yes?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes.
That's true. That's a true fact.
I have James, Charlie, Sasha, and Pete.
In order this
yeah.
time.
You yeah, there you go. And I remembered your name. There you go. Right, there you go. That's not. That's not always a good thing. When you're on the workforce, that's not a good thing. Anyway, let me tell you, explain away this last set of the evening, which was, that's the last set of the first hour. I'm sorry, last set of the first hour. And the reason, I actually, this was spun by Sasha and Charlie. So,
You're welcome.
I picked the music. Next week, there'll be my acolytes, my students, my minions, that will be putting together 20-minute sets that they will be playing, arranging on their own with media they choose, music they choose. And that'll be on next week's Desperate Hours between about 20 past 6 and 20 of 8.
It will be very little like the actual Desperate Hours.
That will be the truly desperate.
But equally as desperate. Anyway, let me tell you what I just played. Just heard the Shatterhands do Down the Road. Charlie got off the compilation. What was it? Yeah, more Copenhagen Beat. And before that, Miss Abrams and the Strawberry Point fourth grade class, also spun by Charlie, did Mill Valley. Single that came out in 1970 on Reprise. Before that, a band called Best did You Meant Nothing to Me. Sasha got that off a compilation.
That I did.
Quagmire. I don't know which one, but anyway. Yeah, it was originally released in 1966, the track. And then Bobby Comstock from 1959, spun by Sasha. And that was Tennessee Waltz. His take on Tennessee Waltz. Came out in 1959 on the Blaze label. Anyway, it's 6:56 Eastern Time. This is WMFO in Medford, a broadcast service of Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. There you go. See?
Let's go, Bo.
That's all you got to do.
And you can say anything. I say broadcast service. I say educational. I say freeform radio, community radio. It's whatever they want to call it this week on the campus of Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. Anyway.
Whatever the boys in corporate deem the proper term.
I know, whatever the brass hats want, that's what I do.
Fat cat bean counters upstairs.
That's right. I have to kowtow to the suits.
That's right.
This is fun. Anyway.
We have fun here at WFMO.
Yeah, here we go. FMO. No.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I mislabeled. Are they going to come for me now?
They are.
Is this how it ends?
They got the men in the men in gray.
I said WFMO instead of WMFO. Oh,
that's right.
Yikes.
The men in the gray suits are going to be coming for you.
That's a little cane. They're going to pull them off the stage.
That's right. They're going to like a vaudeville cane. They're going to slip them into a black Escalade and you're never going to hear from them again. Anyway,
wow. That went dark really fast. Whoa. Oh, my God.
Well, that's my sense of humor. It is twisted. Anyway, James and Pete are going to be spinning this next set. They're going to be doing some talking. We're going to have them read public service announcements and whatnot. We will still have this week's song that everybody knows and of obviously so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.